report back to us, what, 60 days?
Good morning.
I know that gentleman.
I'm just here to announce the approval of the Western Sussex Byway by the Delaware Department of Transportation. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for your support for that and the University of Delaware and DelDOT and the Western Sussex Byway Citizens Committee, of which Mr. Kendall Jones is a member and worked very hard to, I guess we basically just took Mr. Jones's advice in how to incorporate the proper history of the region into the application. And I guess now we're going to apply for the next phase of the project, which is the creation of the corridor management plan. And that will be, I guess the grant is due the end of this month. And we will, we're applying for $150,000 in grant funding to create that portion of the project.
Where does that come from, the state or federal?
Federal government. And with the designation, it also opens up the opportunity for us to apply. The application, you know, the process is competitive, so we'll have the opportunity to apply for additional funding through transportation enhancement and working with sites along the route and the corridor. And I guess we're just here to answer any questions you may have about it.
Do we have any questions?
No.
It's cold.
No, sounds good. Thank you, Mr. General, for all your help.
Thank you very much for your help with the committee, and we look forward to moving forward. Thank you.
Keep you abreast of progress we make.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, next, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. Here we go.
Good morning.
Recently, the Sussex County Engineering Department requested bids for our granular lime and our bulk delivery of sodium hypochlorite solution. And I have the bid results, as I believe you do. The first one is the bulk delivery of our granular lime. Greer Lime Company out of Morgantown, West Virginia, has the lowest bid of $148 per ton. And if there's no questions, I have a motion.
Any questions?
No. $148 a ton for what? What is this?
Granular lime.
Here's your agenda right
here. Used in our sludge process. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Project 09-22 bulk delivery of granular lime be awarded to Greer Lime Company of Morgantown, West Virginia, at the bid amount of $148 per ton. The second bid was our sodium hypochlorite solution, or chlorine bleach, 12.5% bleach, used at all the facilities for disinfection. The low bidder was Coin Chemical out of Croydon, PA, at $1.14.5 per gallon.
So moved.
Second.
Is that high mag or high cal lime?
High cal.
$148 a ton?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have a motion.
I still can't get that through my head. I never paid that much money for lime.
We have a motion and a second on the floor to award the contract for the granular lime to Greer Lime Company, $1.40 a ton, and for the sodium hypochlorite to Coin Chemical for $1.14.5.
Correct. Yes. The motion, be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Project 09-23 bulk delivery of the sodium hypochlorite be awarded to Coin Chemical of Croydon, PA, at the bid amount of $1.14.5 per gallon.
I'll make that motion.
Well, let's do one at a time. Let's do the first motion on the granular lime at 140 a ton.
All right.
Motion, all right. Mrs. Deaver, yes. Need a second?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Not me. I think.
You take this back.
I think we're way too high.
I second it.
The Council President has returned to the meeting for the record. I have a motion and a second to approve the bid award for the bulk delivery of granular lime. Is that the one we're on?
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion? Mr. Wilson, why are you a little hesitant?
What is this, makes this lime so special? It's $148 other than, I buy lime year in, year out. I don't pay about $40, $42 a ton to get it spread. I don't understand bulk lime paying $148.
They deliver it in 22-ton trucks.
I buy it in 22-ton trucks, 25-ton at a time.
It's the lowest bid. We contacted three companies.
I don't think we got a fair bid. I think we're way off. We need to contact somebody.
I've talked to Ocean City. They do the same process, and we're considerably cheaper.
I buy high-cal lime all the time and magnesium lime. way out of line. We're $100 high.
Any other discussion? Okay, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
My vote?
Yes.
Vote.
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I will abstain for lack of participation in the discussion. Motion carried. Second motion is read by Mr. George.
Yes.
Is to award the bid for the bulk delivery of sodium hydrochloride.
Hypochlorite solution.
Chloride. For the base bid amount of $1.14.5 per gallon.
Per gallon, yes.
Per gallon to Coin Chemical. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second, please. I have a motion and a second to award the bid as read. Any discussion? We'll take Mr. Wilson. Any discussion?
I have no idea what stuff is.
It's 12.5% chlorine bleach used for disinfectant.
Sam, just say no.
We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Abstain.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I abstain as well. Motion carried.
I got confidence, Mr. George, and you know what you're buying.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know about the rest of them. I don't understand.
Public hearing at 11 o'clock. Thank you, Mr. George.
Thank you very much.
You're all done.
Must have been controversial.
Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you. This is the time and place for a public hearing on the Artisans Bank annexation into West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. At the beginning of the hearing, a brief presentation will be made by, I believe, Mr. Ashman.
Rob Davis.
Rob Davis of Sussex County Engineering Office. He will briefly explain the ordinance and the purposes to be accomplished by it. After he has completed that presentation, council will have an opportunity to ask him questions in order to clarify their understanding of the proposed matter. After that process has been completed, I will then open the floor to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member of the public wishes to be heard concerning this ordinance, you're required to make that statement from the speaker stand. Before making your statement, please state your name and give your home address. Mr. Davis? Thank you.
Good morning. The public hearing this morning is to consider a request by the property owner to annex a parcel of land into the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. It is shown in yellow on the map you all have. And it is located on the southerly side of Route 24. The parts of the area to be annexed is yellow and cross-hatched on the map in the front. It adjoins the existing sewer district boundary shown in blue, and it is next to the BB Medical Center. Other landmarks in the area are the Rehoboth Mall, McDonald's, and Maplewood. Mr. John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, came to the County Council on Friday. On February 10th, 2010, and requested permission to prepare and post notices. The area is approximately 1.77 acres plus a small area of future roadway. The property owner, Artisans Bank, has provided a letter requesting the annexation and the appropriate administrative fee. Public hearing notices were posted on March the 4th, 2010. No comments, either written or verbal, have been received. No questions also. A SOAR concept plan was approved for the project on September 10th, 2009. And the Artisans Bank will pay approximately $33,000 in systems connection fees when the bank connects. Any questions?
And that covers our cost, does it?
I'm sorry?
That covers our costs, systems and the connection?
Yes, for future expansions to the treatment plan and downstream infrastructure.
Any other, I believe Mr. Yeah. Moore.
Is there any other questions from the council? If not, is there any member of the public who would like to speak in regards to this matter? Seeing none, Mr. President, we will close the public hearing record at this point. And If it's the council's pleasure, I have been given a resolution to read by Mr. Davis.
Please.
A resolution to extend the boundary of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels of land along the southerly side of State of Delaware Route 24, west of the town of Rehoboth Beach, being situate in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware. Whereas Sussex County has established a West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and whereas, in the best interests of the present district and to enhance the general health and welfare of that portion of Sussex County, northwest and southwest of West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District, which is continuous to the WRSSD, the inclusion of this property will be beneficial. And whereas, in accordance with 9 Delaware Code, Section 6502, Subsection A, the Sussex County Council may, upon request of the county engineer, revise the boundary of an established sewer district when 50 or more houses have been connected by posting a public notice in 4 public places in the district describing the newer revised boundary, and whereas the Sussex County Council has caused to be posted a public notice in at least 4 public places in the district, as verified by the affidavit of Anthony Giuseppe Jr., a copy of which affidavit and public notice is attached hereto and made a part hereof, and whereas in accordance with 9 Del Code, Section 6502, Subsection B, the Sussex County Council shall, within 30 days after posting the public notices, pass a formal resolution establishing the new boundary of the district. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Sussex County Council hereby revises the boundary of WRSSD to include parcels of land along State of Delaware Route 24 as follows. Beginning at a point situate on the now former center line of State Route Number 24, John J. Williams Highway, said point being plus or minus 1,970 feet southwest of the intersection of center lines of State Route Number 24 and State Route Number 1 Coastal Highway, said point also being a point on the WRE Sanitary Sewer District boundary, thence by and with said boundary in the following directions and distances. Southwesterly, more or less 302.75 feet, southeasterly, more or less 457.62 feet to a point, said point being on the center line of an existing connector road 60 feet wide. Thence in a northeasterly direction, 30 feet more or less, crossing said connector road to a point, said point being the southwesternmost corner of lands now or formerly of Herola Family LLC, thence by and with said lands in a northeasterly direction, 309.3 feet more or less to a point, said point being on the southerly right-of-way of Hood Road, thence crossing said road 50 feet more or less in a northwesterly direction, 50 feet more or less to a point, said point being along the southerly boundary of other lands now formerly of Herola Family LLC, and a point on the northern right-of-way of Hood Road, thence by and said right-of-way in a southwesterly direction, 38.10 feet more or less to a point, said point being the southern southeasternmost corner of lands now formerly of Artisan's Bank, thence by and with said lands in a northwesterly direction, 285.42 feet more or less to a point, said point being along the southerly right-of-way of State Route Number 24, thence crossing said right-of-way more 100 feet more or less in a northwesterly direction, 50 feet more or less to a point, said point being that of the beginning. Be it further resolved that Sussex County Council directs the county engineer and the attorney for the county council to procure the necessary lands and right-of-way purchase agreement or condemnation in accordance with existing statutes, and be it further resolved that county engineer is hereby directed to prepare maps, plans, specifications, and estimates, elect contracts for, and supervise the construction and maintenance of, or enlarging remodeling of, any and all structures required to provide for the safe disposal of sewage in a sanitary sewer district as amended. And I see why you gave that to me, Mr. Davis.
Just read a title from now on.
I'll entertain that motion.
Second.
Oh, go ahead.
Second.
Motion and second to approve the district as read by Mr. Moore. Any questions? Beaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Ms. Webb.
Thank you. There's a few today. The first one, Historic Georgetown Association.
That's yours.
That's a park, isn't it? You're talking about?
Yes. No, it's Historic Association.
The Historic Firehouse.
Okay.
Historic Firehouse, but it's for the Historic Society.
Yeah, I said that. I looked for that word, firehouse.
What'd you say, $500?
Let's give them $750.
Motion by Mr. Wilson to give $750, second by Mr. Vincent. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Dagsboro Boys and Girls Club?
$1,000 from my account.
I'll make that motion.
Second, Mr. Cole?
Yes, second.
Motion and a second to give $1,000 to Dagsboro Boys and Girls Club. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Woodbridge Elementary School?
$250.
Second.
Motion and second to give $250 to Woodbridge Elementary School. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. City of Seaford.
City of Seaford?
Was that $500?
Yes, it was.
$500 out of my account.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
That's a second?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
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 Milford Senior High School? I'm sorry, I skipped one. Delaware Ducks Unlimited.
That's well.
Green Wing event.
Right. Everybody has given that before, how they know it.
Yes. In the past, we've given.
Check with Mr. Wilson.
$500 before.
Is that $100 each?
I think it's.
No, $500. That's what we've done in the past.
I'm making a motion we give them no more than $200 each.
A motion to give Ducks Unlimited for the Green Wing event $200 each. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Ms. Deaver, we're giving $200 of your money to Ducks Unlimited to protect those precious wetlands.
Well, now, this is for their Green Wing event. This is for young kids to learn how to handle guns.
That's that day event.
This is the murder of the animals that use those.
Hunters? Hunters that kill animals?
Hunters and gatherers.
Conservation festival.
Are you getting all this, Dan Shortridge?
I don't know you vote. Yes,
Joe. Ms. Deaver, we have a motion on the floor to give the Delaware Ducks Unlimited $200 each, $1,000 total, for their 2010 Green Wing event, which is a youth
conservation
event.
It's
a day-long event.
Ms. Deaver votes yes. Mr. Wilson, Mr. Cole,
yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Vincent, I vote yes. Motion carried.
Milford Senior High School?
Sam, I think it's ours. How much are they asking for?
We ought to give them.
They're
please.
Not requesting a specific amount, but in the past for this particular event, you have done $250 each.
That's what I thought we do get food again.
After prom parties that the kids stay.
Each. From Mr. Wilson's and mine.
Well, I've got a come 10%, Ben. We're having a harder time this year.
Second.
What?
No, I'm just go ahead.
Okay. What is the motion, please?
$250 from my account and from Mr. Wilson's account.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second to give $500, $250 each from Mr. Wilson and Ms. Deaver. Ms. Deaver? Vote.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Greater Millsboro Chamber of Commerce?
I give $500 from my account, please. Is there a motion?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President. There's one proposed zoning ordinance, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a marina with restaurant, retail, multifamily dwelling structures, 5 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing a 0.84 acre more or less.
Introduce it.
That was the only ordinance.
Is that in Oak Orchard?
Yes.
Okay.
Ms. Deaver, do you have additional business?
Yes. I wanted to ask about are we going to replace our planner? I just would like to have an answer what our plans are.
Mr. Baker, where are we in that process?
We did post the position a few months ago, and we did receive a number of different applications from various individuals, and some of them looked like they are qualified, by reviewing the resumes. We have not interviewed as of this point.
And you are intending to move forward on this? Is there any reason you're not going to, we can't expect that you're going to move forward on this job position?
We will be glad to move forward at the pleasure of the council.
When we approved the budget and it was in the budget, that basically was the approval to continue on, I would think. Do we have to keep micromanaging all this, or is that?
Well, it sounds like you're doing that. I feel that it should be up his discretion when he should hire you.
Right, but he just said it was at our discretion. So you can't have it both ways, Sam. He can't be waiting for us to tell him to do something. He is our county administrator. Hey, I expect him to
tell him what you want.
No, I think that we would, if we put it in a budget, we approved it, they've interviewed, the next step is, and this is how we do it with all that.
They have not interviewed.
You have not interviewed? Well, I think it's time to interview and move forward. I mean, unless there's been direction that I'm not aware of that has told them not to. Have you been directed not to take interviews?
I will say this.
Have directed them not to?
Mr. Cole, excuse me.
It always comes back to Vance.
Well, George, there is four other people on this council besides you, and we should all have.
So Sam now has.
You should be able to say something once in a while.
Say it in public. No, Sam, say it out here so I know what's going on.
I'm saying it.
No, now you have to pry it out of you, Sam. Come on, Sam.
There's 100% of the time, you take 80% of the time.
Sam, all I get, when I find out that you're doing things in the back room, Sam, it upsets me.
Well, you can't let us speak out here, so we got to speak in the back room.
No, Sam, don't play that game.
Hey, Mr. Cole, just a minute.
We're going along real good here for a while, too.
I will say that in light of the budget crises that we faced in 2009, as we discussed the various priorities, this was one that did not seem to be a high priority.
To who?
I agree.
To myself, as expressed to Mr. Baker. Mr. Baker has been moving forward with this process. We are coming out of the budget crises.
So let me just ask this. So you personally, nobody else, has told Dave to not move forward?
No, Mr. Baker is the ultimate authority when it comes to making decisions from an administrative level. I speak to Mr. Baker probably a couple
every day.
Probably every day. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
A little excessive, I think, but that's okay if that's the way you like to do it.
He oftentimes calls me.
I know.
In light of the budget crisis, in light of the fact that we had a competent land use consultant, Mr. Baker made the decision that moving forward with filling that position was not a high priority. I continue to believe it should not be a high priority in light of the fact that we have a competent land use consultant.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to say that I have had many, many questions from my constituents as why we don't have five or six certified land use planners on staff the way the other counties do. And we don't even have one. So I'm bringing their questions to you.
We had one. We transferred them out. We've transferred them somewhere else.
I'm bringing their questions to you.
He retired. He retired.
No. No, we
we did have one prior to Mr. Kautz who did transfer to another department years ago. Yeah.
Right, but we had another one that we had in there, and they transferred him out. Mike, where do you stand on, as a budget, he's talking about a crisis. It was in the budget, so it doesn't appear there's a crisis, and we got a lot. I mean, I can ask again how much money we got, but the question is, irregardless of the crisis, when we adopt the budget, theoretically, the money's there available for the individual, is my understanding. Now, we are probably in the whole Delmarva Peninsula, have a planning zoning department, has no professional planners in the whole county government. So I where do you stand? Because Vance is somehow implied to me that that David has made this thing, but David hadn't shared it with anybody else. But it's a, I don't think we have one person running the show here. We have a president, but we all have equal authority when it comes to doing things. We have to do everything as a majority. So unless there's three of us today that says we do not need to move forward after we've interviewed these people on a professional planner, I'd like to hear it today.
Well, I'm going to make my motion right now. I'm going to make a motion at Dave's.
This is amazing.
On Dave's discretion. And move forward as he sees that we need a planner or whatever we need on this level.
Well, Dave,
we are not to micromanage you. And because I feel this man is capable of being a good.
Well, Dave just done saying, Sam, he's waiting for direction
from
us.
He knows which way he should go on this. He knows what's going on in
the office. Well, then I think that this vote then would deem it. Let's try that word deeming. They like that in Washington, D.C. If we vote to support Dave, we deem Dave to make the decision, hopefully that would be implied that he should move forward because he's done interviews, he's started a process, and all of a sudden it stops. And the only conversation he's had is with Mr. Phillips. So I'm not implying anything.
He hasn't said he stopped yet.
He's
looking into it.
He's not done.
Okay, I would.
See, you're taking for granted or you're assuming here. And that's what
it's like. Questions.
Yes, Mr. Vincent.
Thank you, Mike.
Mr. Baker.
Yes.
We had a certified land use planner on staff.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
We did not recommend taking it out of the budget. He simply retired.
Yes.
Correct?
I'm glad we got that straight.
Okay.
Right, but in the budget is to
hire new. I think we should replace it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's
I'll second that.
Right. Okay. And
I think Dave should do what he normally does in the process. But it would appear to me that position's in the budget. The recommendation did not come from the budget committee or administrator to just take that position out of there.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay.
I think, as Mr. Phillips stated, given the economic situation, we didn't see it as a high priority as maybe it would have been a couple years ago.
David, let me remind you.
I understand the
highest
direction.
Priority we have in this county is land use decisions. Mm-hmm. The most important people and one of our most important departments is our planning and zoning department. So please reevaluate that comment. And I think that is essential that we have somebody there. So when people come to us and say, do you have a professional planner? We hear, yes, we do.
We have a team of them. Excuse me, Mr. Caldwell.
No, he's sorry. Okay. We've had direction.
Mr. Caldwell, you're implying that we do not have professionals at our disposal. We have a team of professionals and our land use consultant who can, at your behest, bring you anything you want.
Oh, now I can, wait, you're implying now that I can call up the land use guys and start the ticket running, the money running? I hope we don't have that ability to do that.
Through Mr. Baker? It was decided earlier that you had that authority.
I don't think, you're twisting things. Vance, you're struggling. You don't look good. I would suggest you just kind of clam up. I think we've had kind of an implied consensus. Let's move on.
Okay. Again, Mr. Cole, you're implying we are not being governed with professionals on staff.
No, I just said it'd be nice to have a professional planner. And Mike just said it succinctly. Let's just move on. Vance, you're struggling here, honey. Please.
Yeah. Is that a motion, Mr. Vincent?
No, we don't need a motion.
We don't need a motion?
No.
What is your motion, Mr.?
Sam makes a motion, but I don't
I'm late for my second.
What is your motion?
What is my motion?
At Dave's discretion to move forward with hiring a land use planner.
Exactly what I said. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a second to leave it to Mr. Baker's discretion to move forward?
It's part of his job description. I'll second that motion.
I'm surprised, George.
No, it's just part of his job description, Sam.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you for the last half hour. What are we talking about?
We have a motion.
Well, he got sidetracked.
No, you've got sidetracked.
We have a motion and a second.
Sam.
To allow Mr. Baker to move forward at his discretion with the hiring of a land use planner. Any further discussion?
It's like being married. He's wearing me out every day.
Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
That poor woman.
Okay.
I have.
Mr. Cole.
Yes. Back to our other conversation about the rules and getting different things and using staff and stuff. And I have a suggestion, and this is something that, and Mr. Godwin's not even aware of this suggestion, but I think that it would be nice to have a go-to person when somebody like myself is thinking about legislation. And I think that Lawrence and Everett have a lot to do. And before we bring them into the process and start having the meter run with Mr. Moore especially and Lawrence. Anyway, I'm suggesting that, and this is something Dave and I think Hal should talk about, is Mr. Godwin would be the first person and I'll use her as an example, on this ordinance that she would like to get. If he could collect information and data, and then once they're comfortable with what he's collected, to then have bring in maybe then Mr. Moore and Mr. Lank, and then have Mr. Godwin present it as a discussion item on a future agenda before we go wasting some money. And that would be a good procedure, I think, to give somebody like that who has a, I'm not saying he's not busy, but I think that it would be a good job for Mr. Godwin. He's shaking his head that he thinks he could maybe do it. He's also very adept at going to Dover and getting information. He worked in Newcastle County as a mayor. He knows how to get the things. And the NACO resources are at his. So, is there any consensus?
Sure.
Any support on that? Does that make a good idea, gentlemen?
Mr. Moore, I believe that's a policy change that would have to be put on the agenda for public discussion.
Yes.
Okay. It can be put on next week's agenda, Mr. Baker.
I mean, I think we can just direct staff. I don't know.
I know you like to wing it, but we're going to follow policy. Anything else, Council? Eric Bodenweiser, you're right.
I don't know where that's written, but that's okay.
Thank you. I'll be brief. I want to thank you all for the moratorium that you passed today and willingness to consider the gambling ordinance here in Sussex County. Having been a fan of racing and a racer, I had a lot of experience and memory as to what's happened at Seacoast Speedway out on Route 113 years ago. A lady named Bunny Williams bought the place in 1990, and she raced there from 1991 to 1993 and closed the track. In 1994, the slots venues opened up here in Delaware, and approximately 1997 is when Bunny Williams brought before the council the idea of opening up, converting the stock car track into a horse track along with a casino, because I don't know if you realize it or not, these horse tracks are, it's a dying industry, and it doesn't work with that. The casinos now, that's why we brought the slot venues in 1994 to begin with. The reason I tell you all this is that Dell Point was at first brought up as a horse track and horse track only, and that's how they got their initial approval from the Horse Racing Association, because they said they weren't going to have a casino. And the horsemen said, okay, we'll let you have a horse track. Then Governor Markell was elected, and then Governor Markell decided we need more gambling in the state. And Dell Point said, oh, and we could use a casino with our horse track to make it. Now, that's my memory, and anybody that knows me knows I'm on top of this thing here. I want also, this is the fifth time I've been here, and I'm really enjoying this. You know, we hear a lot about the mandates. The state keeps coming up with mandates and shoving it on the county to balance their spending problem, and dog control and paramedic costs, and the prevailing wage costs us more to build the construction of the building over in Laurel, and now they're threatening to take our row offices away from us. I read an article in the newspaper the other day about how many more ideas they have to burden us, the county, with taxes so that they can look good, so because they didn't raise any taxes, they just put all everything on the counties and let you guys do what you have to do. So maybe you're going to have to raise our taxes. Hopefully you won't. But I just want what I'm driving at is these casinos are basically mandates from the state. They're going to say, you guys are going to have casinos here in Sussex County. And it's another form of a mandate, and it's another way to exploit the people of Sussex County. And we're, people of Sussex County are strapped enough for cash as it is. And I want to put this rainbow in front of them that will cause them to stumble and fall. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Alan Little.
Well, good morning, Council. I was hoping to say, first of all, I would like to say it's my first time in front of the Council. Okay, I'm a transplant in Sussex County. I'm originally from New Jersey. I retired from the United States Army 22 years ago. I came to Sussex County because I researched it 12 years ago. I've been here 10 years now. And I like the conservative people down in Sussex County, much better in Dover and all up in Kent County in that area.
Don't forget New Jersey now. Even better in New Jersey?
Oh, no. I'm not saying it's better in New Jersey. That's why I came here. I retired. I came here. I like the taxes and everything, but I'm totally against having gambling here in Sussex County, and I'll tell you why. In New Jersey, several years ago, they passed gambling Atlantic City. They opened up Atlantic City. And it was supposed to bring better housing to the people there, supposed to bring jobs. It was supposed to bring better money for schools and everything else. Guess what? It never happened. The money that was supposed to go to schools, forget it. The gambling just became corrupt. The casinos are in trouble right now. There's people down there that just aren't making it within the inner city, who the people they were going to hire and bring the jobs to the people, forget it. It's all outsiders that came in, all people from Vegas and a lot of foreigners there and everything, probably maybe citizens, but they don't speak English very well. They're not from Atlantic City area or New Jersey originally. And this is what happens. They say, oh, yeah, it's going to bring jobs. Well, guess what? It didn't really do that, not for the people in New Jersey. And I think we'd be making a mistake by bringing it here to Sussex County. I think there's better ways to promote jobs here in Sussex County, bringing in more industry, things like that. We have low taxes. I think it's possible. And I just don't think gambling in Sussex County is the answer. And I think if we had a vote with the people in Sussex County, I think you'd find over 70% of the people does not want gambling in Sussex County. I realize it's in Dover. I realize it's up in that area. But gaming and all that stuff, we don't need. We don't need it. And that's my opinion, and thank you for your time, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you
for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sure. Could I get a motion to go to an executive session for personnel and pending and potential litigation?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.